Pleased to be joined right now by former Browns defensive tackle Bob Golic. He will be the honorary captain for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Steelers. Bob, first of all, very happy to have you with us. And I guess secondly, you're the first solo act in this thing. Usually they do two guys, but you got the whole stage to yourself, man.
Well, you know, it's my town. Born and raised here, so they didn't want to bring some foreigner in to walk out there with me. Plus, after all these years, my ability to flip a coin is gotten much, much better.
Has it?
Yeah.
That's good to hear, and I think that'll be very helpful. Any little thing can help in this game, as you know. But it's got to mean something. I mean, here you are, as you say, Cleveland-born guy, St. Joe's graduate, a guy who your passion and you've been in this town, certainly, and you've done the media thing here, radio thing here for a while as well. So it's got to just elevate it a little for you.
Absolutely. You know, this is back when I came here in '82, one of the great things about it was that I was coming back to my home where my dad used to take me to Hiram to watch practice and get autographs from the guys. Wish I still had those. I might be able to make some money off of it. But
eBay, right?
Yeah, eBay. But you know, it was just neat, and it seemed like every week, you know, walking in and out of the locker room, going on the field, it just seemed like people were so excited about the team, and it just felt like I don't know, it was almost like we were defending the gates for the people of Cleveland and all the Browns fans. And, you know, plus, you know, we weren't free agents. We didn't really have free agency back then. So, I don't know, the 7 years I was with the Browns, I think we had a majority of the same defensive guys on the squad. So, you know, it felt like we were a part of the team, or part of the city. I mean, I know I was, but I know a lot of the other guys felt like, hey, this is where I am, obviously without free agency until the team decides differently.
Sure.
But you know, a lot of guys were there, and it just, you felt more like this was your team, this was your home.
Yeah, in that Bernie Kosar era, that team certainly bonded well with the city because there was the success, and not the ultimate success, but enough of it and enough excitement and stuff for people to feel connected with you. I mean, the good times were rolling.
Yeah. You know, and that's one of the things. I remember being on the field the first game for the new stadium. And I forget who I was standing next to. Earlier in the afternoon. And he said, doesn't it just give you chills? And I said, you know what? No. I mean, it's a nice new stadium and all, but there's no memories. There's no stories. And I think that's kind of what you allude to. And we had things happen there that people still talk about.
Sure.
Unfortunately, one of them happens to be the drive, but, you know, then we have the Jets game, and we have the Colts, and, you know, there's a lot of memories for people in the old stadium, and I think that was one of the great things about it. Now, you know, it's up to these guys to try to make some memories of their own.
Right, right. That's exactly what the task is for this new Browns football team. But let's back it up, too. Your career wasn't supposed to take you here. I mean, you get drafted by the New England Patriots. You're a second-round pick. You're with them from 79 to 81, and it's them waiving you that gives the Browns an opportunity to pick you up. But when you enter the league, this nice story that you talk about, you reconnecting with Cleveland, did that really ever enter your mind? Your thought was, let me be a career Patriot, right, and have success with that team.
Well, you know, at the time, you're just kind of overwhelmed by the fact that you're being drafted into the National Football League. Even that didn't go smoothly for me. I had hurt my knee the last game of the season, and then I had tried wrestling, and I hurt it again, so I wasn't... When draft day came around, and supposedly I was supposed to be in the first half of the first round, according to scouts, I slipped because my 40 time had dropped because of the injury. And I remember at about 20 minutes before the Patriots called, I got a call from the Giants who said, hey, how do you feel about playing center? And I'm like, I've never played center. I don't know. And, of course, so the first thing I have to do going into the National Football League is tell the New York Giants no.
Right.
So, going to the Patriots, I remember the first, I think it was one of the first interviews they did. You know, I want to play for 20 years. Uh-huh. And, of course, that ended after three. So that was close.
But this story even gets better because they yeah. had you pretty much doing the linebacker thing, and when you get to the Browns, you get moved to nose tackle, and you become a three-time Pro Bowler at that. That position agrees with you. Talk about that transition and how it works so well.
Well, you know, I played linebacker at Notre Dame,
yep.
and, of course, that's why the Patriots had me at linebacker. Now, when I was cut going into it was during the fourth free season, I drove back and I just remember getting a phone call, and it was from the Browns, and I think it was Bill Davis. I'm pretty sure it was Bill Davis. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, this is Bill Davis, the Browns. How do you feel about playing nose tackle? And I'm thinking is, here we go again, playing position. I don't know how to play.
Right.
Although, you know, probably about 20% of the time when I was in South Bend, 20% of the time they'd move me up into a gap or something. So, you know, I had a little experience. And so I thought, well, I'm not going to turn down, especially at the Cleveland Browns. My God, to play in my hometown would be the most amazing thing. Plus, I started thinking, you know, while I'm here, what I'll do is I'll play linebacker for the scout team, okay. and they'll see what an amazing linebacker I am. And, of course, they'll switch me back to linebacker, and all will be well. And, of course, once I got my hands down in the mud, they never allowed me to come back up again. So it was just, you know, I just remember him saying, you know, how do you feel about playing nose tackle?
Yeah.
I said, I love it. That'd be great. I mean, all I wanted was a chance. And I just remember hanging up the phone, and my parents are sitting there looking at me like, okay, where are you going now? I said, that was the Browns. And I just remember for the first time in a long time, my parents were absolutely had nothing to say. They were
speechless.
Just so surprised. Nobody expected that to happen.
That is excellent. Bob and Catherine Golic, of course, you're talking about. And
yep.
And what a great story this has been, and it continues for you. Bob Golic joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, former Browns nose tackle. He will be the honorary captain for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, Bob, the other thing that I think about when I think about your career and what we talked about is making memories with this new group, I think one of the areas that defines this team so far in this very early part of this new Browns group with all these rookies and second-year people and so forth is the way this D-line has come together. And we saw proof of that in that game at Dallas where Ataba Rubin's return, the tackle's return from his calf injury to be paired for the first time this season with Phil Taylor, who had missed those first eight games with the torn pectoral muscle. And now the two of them, and what a dynamic difference it made. You had to have an appreciation for that to see what they were able to do, plus with the consistent performance all year of the rookies, John Hughes and Billy Winn.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we've seen, I think, since the Browns came back is that, you know, you draft a lot of big name guys and some work, some don't, but it comes down to, even with the high draft choices, it comes down to finding guys that can work together. And I think once you get the chemistry, you know, you can't look at you can't have a guy, a wide receiver from Michigan, blaming the fans that because he's from Michigan, that's why you don't like me. You know, you want somebody who feels like he's part of the team, and I think that's what we're seeing with these guys as they're coming together on the defensive front. It is just you see the games they're running in the offensive line. You watch them playing together. And, I think that the chemistry they have, as long as they stay healthy, I think it's definitely something they can build on. Now, as they build the secondary and try to get those guys all healthy and back, it'll be up to the guys up front to keep the pressure on.
One thing you know, Bob, from all your years with the Browns, is when they play the Steelers, it is something special, and it's the game that if the Browns can win this game, all those eight losses could be numbed very quickly.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And there's two, even though the Browns haven't won too many games, I think that these guys are starting to feel like they have the ability. You know, it's so easy when you lose, and you lose a lot, to get into that mindset of, oh, here we go again. You know, the other team scores a touchdown, gets up by 10 points, here we go again. And, you know, they'll still go out and play and work hard, but, you know, you can't get past that here we go again feeling. And I think that they, even with just a couple of wins, I think these guys feel they can at any time, any day, any Sunday, bust it open and win a game. And they've been close enough on some of these. And on the other side of the coin, you got the Steelers, who for so many years, the oh, here we go again, Browns, have had to play against we are so good Steelers. Mm-hmm. And I think this year, with the way they're playing, yeah, they're still good, but there's a little taste of doubt in their minds. So I love this. I love this matchup.
We're looking forward to it. And again, looking forward to you being out there. You will be the honorary captain for the Browns. He is Bob Golic, former nose tackle for the Cleveland Browns.
Am I supposed to wear my uniform?
The whole thing. Yeah, uniform, helmet. Just go out there and just see what happens, I guess.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'll see.
Bob, thanks, man. Bob, thank you. All right, we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.